Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Dave Mack is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to literally share it with the world. The single you guys are going to hear a little bit later on the program is called Love or Money. The video for it already has over 24,000 hits on YouTube alone. We're going to talk to Dave not only about what inspired the single, but also, of course, you know, what he hopes you're able to take away from it. Dave, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going, Cyrus?
Hey, it's going great, man. Congratulations again on the single, for one thing, Love or Money, as I mentioned. That single by itself on YouTube has over 24,000 hits. You know, one of the great things about you, Dave, that I noticed is that you definitely interact with your fans. You love your fans. What has it been like for you to see the way that people are responding to the music?
It's actually great because I put all my music on iTunes, all my singles, and it's actually impacted my life. It's helped me out because right now, like, that's what I'm doing full time. I'm doing music. So to be able to do what you love, it's, you know, it can't get any better than that, I don't think.
Right. Exactly. I totally agree with that. There's nothing like being able to have a passion and to pursue that passion, Dave. So, you know, I talked to you a little bit before we went live here, and one of the things that I was fascinated by is that you, like a lot of us, you were inspired early by what you love. For you, it was music. For other people, it might be other interests. What was it about music that spoke to you that made you say, this is something I want to do?
Well, I lost my father when I was 7, and I got all his instruments. So I started playing guitar, piano at a young age. So I started writing songs at the age of 12. So when I got all his instruments and stuff, it gave me a chance to learn. It was sad because he wasn't around, but it gave me opportunities to do what I loved. He was also a musician, so
yeah,
it runs in the family, right?
Right. So, wow, so to be able to do that, you know, and now, you know, it's so amazing. I mean, here you are as an artist, Lisa, you're doing this full time, you're doing what you love. I mean, just through social media alone, through Twitter, you know, almost 80,000 that are staying in contact with you. Do you think the thing that really speaks the most to people, Dave, about you and the music is that they can tell you're putting your heart into it and you're not just doing something to be doing it?
Exactly. I'm putting my heart, my soul into it. Everything. It's not some club music you're going to hear. It's more like every song's different, and I'm trying to put a message and try to relate to the listener and try to, you know what I mean? It's not,
right.
We're not trying to go mainstream or anything. We're just trying to, it's what I love. It's my passion, and it's the songs that I make are the songs that I love personally, and that's why I put them out.
Exactly. And we're going to talk more about that, especially with the single Love or Money. You know, I want to talk about, you know, being yourself. I mean, it's something that you're in an industry, Dave, as you know, that people try to push you in different directions to sound a certain way, to look a certain way, or to try to garner a certain fan base. You know, what do you think has kept you from being swayed by that? And what do you think has kept you to being true to yourself, to being who Dave Mack wants to be instead of what other people want you to be?
I'll have to say this, honestly, Peter Jackson's always told me to just be yourself. That's my man there. He's helped me. I go to his studio. He gets me all the shows that I've been doing. He's always told me, you know, stick to your roots, be who you are, and be yourself. So that's what I'm doing, and it's what I'm going to keep doing.
Well, you know, I think there's definitely
you feel good.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I was just going to say it's so funny because, I mean, I think that is really the only way to be happy is by doing, you know, doing what you love, doing it the way that you do. So can you describe that satisfaction when you see people, you know, retweeting, you know, your music or retweeting the video? How does that make you feel as an artist to know that people think enough of your music to want to share it with their fans?
It feels good because I have the song called People Say, actually. It's my – biggest song on YouTube. It has over 44,000 hits. And I got an inbox, actually, from a young girl who was in school, and she played it in front of her whole class. The teacher loved it. And it's good when you get that, because when I get retweets and stuff and I get these messages on Twitter, because like you said, we're almost at 80,000, which is amazing. That's crazy. I can't wait till we get to 100,000. That's going to be more epic. But when I get the love, when I see the love, it just makes me want to keep going and putting out more music, because I see more love than I see hate. What I mean? I feel more love, so I just keep going with it.
And I think that is what people love about you as an artist, Dave, and it definitely comes through. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Dave Mack is our guest. We're talking to him today not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that love with all of you. The single we're going to be hearing a little bit later is called Love or Money, so you definitely want to stay tuned for that. And I'll be telling you how you can get it for yourself. So, you know, has it sunk in for you yet, Dave? I mean, you mentioned earlier about this being what you love, but has it sunk in for you that literally people around the world can actually, within a few clicks, listen to music that you created?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, because I have New Zealand fans in Australia. It's wild. It's really wild. Like, we just did the Machine Gun Kelly show in December, and I've been doing shows for, like I said, Peter Jackson, and that, just doing the shows, it feels good, because I'm out there too. I can interact with people there here in Canada, and then when I got the music out on YouTube, like you said, it's worldwide.
Right.
Exactly. So it feels good. That's a great feeling.
Yeah, it has to be. So take us into this single, Love or Money. That's the single we're getting ready to hear. How does this single come about?
This single comes about, actually, me and my girlfriend, we had our ups and downs. We've had our fights, like any relationship, but she's always been there for me. So I wrote that I wrote every song. That most of my hit songs are because of my girlfriend, so... That's her name's Morgan.
Wow. Well, you know, it has to be great to be able to have that support in your corner, Dave. It's one of those things I know.
Oh yeah,
people,
she's great. She comes to every show, brother.
Well, that is amazing, and I think that says a whole lot too about inspiration as well. I mean, and then too about it being something that you can yourself relate to, because it's coming from a genuine place. Dave, for those who haven't had a chance to hear it, here is Love or Money. We'll be right back with more of our conversation with Dave Mack. You guys stay with us.
And a lot of us resonate with this phrase, so we see it in religions and self-help
books. It's all about money.
Money can't buy happiness. And I want to suggest today that, in fact, that's wrong. And in fact, if you think that, you're actually just not spending it right. So that instead of spending it the way you usually spend it, maybe if you spend it differently, that might work a little bit better.
Throw your love away. Leaving love for money, that's the fucking life. People come and go, real time. That last kiss, some red wine. Here's a toast to your future, I'll be fine. Hopes and dreams, you dream then hope. The last 3 years, where did we go? Down the road, so I blow some smoke. She told me I gotta go. Met a new guy in the city that had some dough. Life can change, it's got a lot of ups and downs. You can take me back to my main ground. People talking shit when Davey's not around. You toss my love away, you won't get it back. True story, so I put everything into this track. What's lost is gone and I don't think I want this back. Sorry things didn't work out. Gotta get back on the road to my destination, whether you're with me or not.
And I know that money don't grow on trees. Abandoned friendship, love, dreams, hope, a life for you and me. And I know that money don't grow on trees. Terror, scared, sadness, lies, people talking, what a surprise. Pack it all up and leave in one night. Got a bachelor pad, it's really nice. Cadillac, CTS, I'm on point. Take you shopping, show you the drive. If I had a jet, I'd let you fly. Look in my eyes, it's all good, baby girl. Don't cry, we were once for each other, but now it's time to fly. Keep your head up and reach for the sky. There's no right way to say goodbye. As I keep on doing my thing, and you keep on doing you. But there's one thing to mention, and you need to know, that my love is still strong, but I'll let you go. Started with a kiss, then it ended with a fight. Staying up late, trying to make things right.
called your therapist and told him to take a hike. He doesn't know shit about love, am I right?
And I know that money don't grow on trees.
Abandon friendship, love, dreams, hope, a life for you and me.
And I know that money don't grow on trees.
Terror, scared, sadness, lies, people talking, what a surprise.
That was Dave Mack with Love or Money right here on Conversations Live. We've actually been speaking with the man. We've been talking to him not only about inspiration, but what it's been like for him to share his music with all of you. I, like all the almost 80,000 others, Dave, are following you on Twitter. And I noticed on the, of course, on your wallpaper for Twitter, you have that the album Sins is coming soon. What can you tell us about that project?
Oh, my God, that's going to be huge. I just shot the video, and I got the video already. I'm going to put it out, I think, March 22nd, I'm looking to put it out. That song right there in that video is, up to date, going to be the best work I've put out. I'm really excited for this project. I'm going to have, I think it's going to be 6 to 10 songs on iTunes for, I'd say, after April sometime.
Okay.
So, the video, I'm thinking of putting it out March 22nd. So, yes, definitely look out for the Sins video and the Sins mixtape.
Okay, so the Sins mixtape is coming in April. You guys can make sure you guys are staying in contact with Dave on Twitter. He's at Dave Mack, and it's Mack, M-A-C, 905. So it's D-A-V-E-M-A-C, 905. Dave, you know, you are doing what so many other people just talk about or want to do. So that means that you are inspiring other people. As you mentioned, Peter Jackson, who we'll be having on this program, how he inspires you, how now you are inspiring other people. How does that feel to know that people are looking at you, looking at the work that you're putting in, and are using that as motivation for themselves?
It's good because, like, I'm doing features for other artists. I'm doing a feature right now for an artist in Chicago, Mr. Freeze, and it's good because it makes me feel good because other artists want to work with me and stuff, and that they bring other beats to the table. They bring other producers, other ideas. Maybe they want to come do a video, anything like that. It's just so many options, so many different things, and so many different things are happening right now, right? Like
right.
Rage Sunglasses, they just hooked up some sunglasses. They did a sponsorship, so shout out to them. Just so much stuff, so many different opportunities come with it. So, yeah, I'm blessed.
Yeah,
sure.
Definitely blessed. And again, it really goes back to, Dave, as we said, being able to do what you love and to see it paying off. I know that has to be a great reward for you. Again, everyone, recording artist Dave Mack, that single Love Our Money is available on iTunes right now. The video is on YouTube as well. Dave,
yes, sir.
I mentioned your Twitter handle. Is that the best place for people to find you?
Yeah, I would hit Twitter for sure. That's I'm always on Twitter. That's where I'm at for sure. I don't really mess with Facebook. So.
Okay. All right, so twitter.com/DaveMack905, and again, that's D-A-V-E-M-A-C 905 is where you guys can find Dave. Last question I have for you, Dave, and we do appreciate the time, is this. You know, we talk about inspiration, and you told us about what inspired you and, you know, being able to, you know, continue that love of music that your father had. What advice would you have for other people about the importance of not only discovering what their passion is, but also living that passion?
Just don't listen to what anyone has to say. Just follow your heart and what, you know, if you want to make music and you feel at first it's not good enough, then you just keep going with it and keep trying, because no matter what, if you keep working at something, I find you'll get better and you'll progress, have progression, and you'll only get better with it. So I'd say if you want to do it and you think you can do it, then definitely go for it. Don't listen to what a hater would have to say. Just keep at it, for sure.
All right, there you have it. Don't give up. That is the message from Dave Mack. He definitely knows why it's important to keep moving forward. It's paid off for him and definitely will pay off for you guys. Dave, again, congratulations to you, and thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, bro. Take care, all right?
Amen. All right, you take care as well. And we thank all of you for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Live. Keep in mind, if you came in late and missed part of the broadcast with Dave, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. We actually tag Dave on his page. You can find him easily on ours. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.